Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. I'm so glad that you're here today. It is Monday in Ordinary Time, proper 12 in the church calendar. If you do have a prayer request, as always, you can go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. Tonight, Monday, July 31st, 2023, we are having a live at 8:30 p.m. Central in our new Facebook group, the Prayer and Worship Facebook group. I'm going to share a testimony about the guitar that God allowed me to purchase as a result of our summer giving campaign. I'll play a few songs and talk and maybe answer some questions if there are any, but I just love to share the story with you. You can go to benwardmusic.com/Facebook to join. We'd love to have you in the group where we can share and get to know the community a little bit better. Thank you. Look forward to it. Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced hand. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace. Worthy is the Lamb. See crown you now with many crowns. You reign victorious. High and lifted up, Jesus, Son of God, the darling of heaven, crucified. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced hands. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now your forgiveness and embrace. Worthy is the Lamb, seated on the throne. Crown you now with many crowns. You reign victorious. High and lifted up, Jesus, Son of God, the darling of heaven, crucified. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your name. Amen. Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. If you do have a prayer request, I encourage you to go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We do have a prayer request today from Isaac, a longtime friend of the podcast. He's from New York in the U.S. And Isaac actually wants us to pray today for a kitten in this neighborhood, and that he had been taken care of in some way, a stray cat. He hasn't seen him. And so we want to pray with him today. He's a part of our community. This is on his heart. God cares about the things that we care about. So Lord, today we pray that that kitten would be okay. That you would take care of it. We thank you that you know the birds in the air and the beasts in the fields. You know them each. Nothing slips past you. So we pray that you would protect the cat and that Isaac would see it again. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you for Isaac and his heart. Thank you that he's a part of this community. Worthy is the Lamb seated on the throne. Crown you now with many crowns. You reign victorious. High and lifted up. Jesus, Son of God, darling of heaven, crucified. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. You are worthy, Lord. Thank you that you care for us today, that we can cast our burdens on you, that we belong to you and you belong to us. In the name of Jesus, amen. Psalm 56. Be merciful to me, my God, for my enemies are in hot pursuit. All day long they press their attack. My adversaries pursue me all day long. In their pride, many are attacking me. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. In God I trust and am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? All day long they twist my words. All their schemes are for my ruin. They conspire, they lurk, they watch my steps, hoping to take my life. Because of their wickedness, do not let them escape. In your anger, God, bring the nations down. Record my misery, list my tears on your scroll. Are they not in your record? Then my enemies will turn back when I call for help. By this I will know that God is for me. In God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise, in God I trust and am not afraid. What can man do to me? I am under vows to you, my God. I will present my thank offerings to you, for you have delivered me from death and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of life. Psalm 57. Have mercy on me, my God, have mercy on me, for in you I take refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. I cry out to God Most High, to God who vindicates me. He sends from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me. God sends forth his love and his faithfulness. I am in the midst of lions. I am forced to dwell among ravenous beasts, men whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into it themselves. My heart, O God, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awake in the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above all the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth.
Your faithfulness reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the heavens, O God. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our scripture lesson today, as we're making our way through the book of Acts, is Acts 15:36 through 16:5. Sometime later, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us go back and visit the believers in all the towns where we preach the word of the Lord and see how they are doing." Barnabas wanted to take John, also called Mark, with them, but Paul did not think it wise to take him because he had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not continued with them in the work. They had such a sharp disagreement that they parted company. Barnabas took Mark and sailed for Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and left, commended by the believers to the grace of the Lord. He went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. Paul came to Derbe and then to Lystra, where a disciple named Timothy lived, whose mother was Jewish and a believer, but whose father was a Greek. The believers at Lystra and Iconium spoke well of him. Paul wanted to take him along the journey, so he circumcised him because of the Jews who lived in that area, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they traveled from town to town, they delivered the decisions reached by the apostles and elders in Jerusalem for the people to obey. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and grew daily in numbers.
May we be strengthened in the faith, strengthened in the faith. The word. to God, thanks be to God, amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let's pray as our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively this Monday in ordinary time, proper 12 in the church calendar. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us your mercy, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we lose not the things eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Going to lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts. Continue to play. Pray specifically for those in your life today, by name, before the throne of grace. You are invited by the Father. Begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears. For our families now, our immediate families, our extended families, whatever that means in your life today, pray now. Acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, enemies, as Jesus commanded us to do. salvation. Lord, we give you this week. We lay it before you. Have your way, Lord. Move among us. May we join you in your work that you are doing, that you are moving daily with joy, with delight, even as you delight in us. Amen and amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. You are loved. You are invited. Accept the invitation and offer it to others today. Amen. Thank you for praying with me. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Thank you for your support, as always. Bye-bye.